Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, Erica here needs our help, mostly because she has a daughter and she hates the daughter's boyfriend, thinks he's trash, and wanted our help to see if he would cheat on her, given the opportunity. Hey, Erica, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good. All right, so tell us about your daughter and this dude that you absolutely loathe.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so my daughter's 20. And she's dating a man who is 31. And I just can't shake this feeling about him. Honestly, it's from the moment I've met him, I've just had nothing but bad vibes. And of course, she's not listening to me because I'm her mother. But, you know, but if I have like a proof or something that he's like a POS, like I honestly think that that is probably the only way that I can get through to her.
There is something. I met somebody this weekend also. You can't quite put your finger on it, but you know it when you see it. Just like, you know what? If I spend more time with you, I'm going to figure out that you are a fraud, that you are just not a nice person, but you can't put your finger on it. But I don't know that, and as a mom, you have that history behind you also where your antenna's up a little bit better. But isn't this meddling though? Like, I understand you want to protect, but isn't this meddling at the end of the day?
I mean, at this point, I'm kind of just like reaching at straws, you know, it's like, there's just something wrong with him, you know, and you know, yes, I've been around the block. I know men, I know these different types of things and the age gap. And honestly, like the age gap isn't a huge issue. It's not like the reason that I'm feeling weird about it, but he's just very controlling, you know. Like, he checks her phone, he questions where she's been, like, kind of, I feel like he's isolating her and not letting her hang out with her friends as much as she used to.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot more than just an instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You got real facts here.
Is there anything else?
Is there anything else?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She just gets started.
I have found he's extremely immature for his age. Like, despite the fact that he's 31, you know, he doesn't have a stable job. He's more like a paycheck to paycheck kind of guy. I just don't know where he's getting this money from. I don't know how he's supporting her lifestyle. I just think that he's shady, you guys. I really do. every time I've been around him and my daughter, like, I just get these bad vibes. And then, like, if sometimes she can't get a hold of him, she'll be at home and she'll be, can't get a hold of him. And he'll make excuses like he's working late, or, gosh, he's helping a friend, like making her feel bad about like even questioning where he is. And I found this receipt that was like for a dinner for two. And I was asking her about her recent dates with him. And it seems like the date was not with her.
Yeah, the evidence is starting to pile up here.
And the age gap thing here between, you said 30 and 21 or 31 and 20?
20 and 31.
Yeah, see, as far as age gap goes, I do think the time of it has everything to do with the argument. And this one does seem like a very large age gap.
40 to 51? Yeah. I don't think it's
not
that big
so
of
bad.
A deal.
Right.
20 to 31?
Yeah.
Your brain is finally fully developed.
It's that 20.
Yeah.
All right. So you wanted us to test him with the War of the Roses to see if he's got any kind of side piece that he would send flowers to rather than your daughter, which we did. And we have results for you. So hang out in a couple of minutes and we'll tell you exactly what he did. Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right. So War of the Roses on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You know it when you see it. You can't quite put your finger on it, but you get that feeling. You know when you're hanging out with somebody and their aura is just like, I don't trust that person. I don't trust that person at all, you know? Eric is feeling that about her daughter's new boyfriend, who is 31 years old. Erica's daughter is 20, so Erica's not real happy with that age gap during that time. 31 and 20 doesn't sit well with her. And there's just been some other things that she just feels like this dude is dirty. And she wanted our help to see if, among all that stuff, he would be a cheater also. So she wanted us to do a War of the Roses. Do I have all that right, Erica?
Yep. Sounds about exactly right.
Okay. All right.
Well, because Erica described his behavior as like, you know, he was working late, helping a friend when her daughter couldn't get a hold of him. They had found a receipt for a fancy dinner for two, but her daughter hadn't been to this restaurant. We opted to go with War of the Roses instead of Instagram scam because it does sound like there's another woman in his life that he could potentially send flowers to. So we sent a promotional email to the email address Erica gave us for her daughter's boyfriend. He's offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with photos. In exchange, he's asked to share a promo code for a percentage off a future order with his friends and family. All right, Erica, and these were his options in our fake floral email. We have my one and only, a classic bouquet of two dozen long stem red roses wrapped in an elegant satin ribbon for the one you love. Next, we have Sweetheart Surprise, a mix of pink roses, lilies, and baby's breath in a pastel-colored vase, a romantic gesture for the one you're trying to impress. Then we have Just Because, a cheerful, vibrant mix of sunflowers, daisies, and tulips in a mason jar, perfect for your favorite coworker or friend. And lastly, Mysterious Elegance, dark red and purple roses with exotic orchids and greenery arranged in a sleek black vase, a sultry arrangement that hints at the passion between the two of you. So the first email was sent at 10:48 a.m. He didn't respond, but you said he was living paycheck to paycheck, so he might like some free flowers. So we sent another email at 1:16 p.m. He ultimately responded a little later in the day, 4:22, and took advantage of the offer. So he bit. All right, Erica, he chose Sweetheart Surprise, a mix of pink roses, lilies, and baby's breath in a pastel color vase, a romantic gesture for the one you're trying to impress. He is sending those flowers to a woman named Lainey. For those listening, that is not your daughter's name, correct?
No, it is not.
You busted. Oof.
So he's sending these to a woman named Lainey. He set delivery for Friday morning to a work address, and the note on the card says, Sorry we aren't able to see each other this weekend. Let these keep you company until we can.
Ooh, he busted.
Unless it's a mom or something.
Oh, his mom is Lainey, the one he's trying to impress?
Maybe.
Nope.
Okay, yeah. You guys don't want to know why he won't be with this mystery Lainey. He's going to a christening with our family this week.
No.
Well, yeah. That's a good excuse.
He's going to a christening.
Okay, all right.
With Erica's daughter and their family, which is why he can't hook up with Lainey this weekend because he's going to be at church.
But we're still not sure who Lainey is.
I think we know who Lainey is. What? I think we can.
Oh, what if Lainey is a grandmother? I mean, how many grandmothers do you know named Lainey? 100.
Okay, well, she's got an easy homework assignment this weekend, Erica. And when you're at the christening, be like, you know what? I don't know a lot about your family. Mm. You have, like, you know, any sisters named Lainey? Any moms named Lainey? Any grandmas named Lainey? I'm sorry, Erica, because I know you never want your child to go through something like this.
But now I don't have to feel guilty kind of pushing, pushing to kind of have more conversations about this ending. You know, I did want to ignore my instincts, and this kind of helps that quite a lot, actually.
So there's a second layer of this also. So how do you tell her this? You know, at 20 years old, she's going to do what she wants, right? Is she even really going to listen to mom, or is she going to make a million different excuses?
Oh, if my mom did this, I'd be peeved. Right. Like, you did what on the radio? So, you found out what?
Yeah, so I don't know that you could tell her the way you found out, but I don't know how you handle this info.
I probably would ask him who Lainey is in front of her.
Oh,
let him dig himself in the hole.
Unless he says, "Why are you asking me about Lainey?" And then she's like,
I didn't get that far in my story.
I don't know, man. I'm willing to look like the bad guy. I might just bring it up and you know, at least plant the seed in her head, you know?
Right. Just do it while you're at church and be like, God told me. God whispered in my little ear.
Oh, lie, oh, God. In church.
Lainey's a slut.
And don't bring God into it. All right, Erica, good luck, all right? Yeah, at least you know your instincts were right on.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye now.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Our parents, our generation, their generation had, where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? There was a generation, where were you in 2001 when the terrorist attacks occurred? Now it's, where were you when TikTok went dark? That's what happened for 14 hours, and none of it smells right. Mm-mm. Zero. Here's Phil DeFranco explaining exactly what happened if you're not aware.
I know this is going to involve some of the people that are watching this video, but I got to say, I did not like waking up this morning and just seeing the sheer number of people rejoicing, or at the very least laughing, at TikTokers that were like crying on video, that were, they were scared about this ban, like how it was going to completely upend their life and like what they've been doing and trying to build over the last 1 to 5 years. And dude, I probably wouldn't broadcast to the internet, but I'd be fucking freaked the out if YouTube got banned, like if my core thing. And for a lot of these people, TikTok money isn't, I mean, the top TikTokers, like they can bring in like a lot of money, but you're like big TikToker, it's not the same as YouTube money or money on a lot of these different platforms. Like, it was enough for some people to like go, okay, this can be my main thing. Though for a lot of people, it was like kind of just side money, but it offered them the prospect for hope, for something they could build to for this to be their thing. And for a lot of businesses, it kept them from shutting down and allowed them to grow and maybe even take things to another level. Like if you don't know how the big TikTok shop is/was, it's huge. And so for a lot of people, like, this is devastating. And that's in addition to the people that were, like, using it as an entertainment source. Or its algorithm is so key that it's, like, it's easy to find your people, your community, people that are in your sort of thing or your life experience. So I get it.
So, I mean, it's easy to poke fun at the teenagers that had nothing else to do and were panicking over TikTok. But you do have to remember, like Phil's saying there, there's a large community of people that depend on this as their careers that were totally and completely freaked out.
Yeah, it wasn't just teens. It's like 30, 40-year-olds whose life, musicians who get discovered on the app, small business owners who are selling their product on the app, or just creators who are getting paid by TikTok themselves.
It's literally like losing your small business, which is why I didn't understand why people were giving TikTokers such a hard time. Like, if you found out you were losing your job possibly in a couple of weeks, you would be distraught. And for a lot of the big creators, they're fine because they have Instagram followings and so they can just go make money over there. But a lot of the creators only have an audience on TikTok and have created this life in this business that they don't know that they're not qualified to do anything else now. They're like, wait, I dropped out of college. I didn't get my degree. What do I do now?
Watching this all play out and remembering what Cassie said, if the ban went into place, what TikTok would look like, seeing how the quote unquote ban went into place, it screamed to me, something else was going on, and that it wasn't the ban that went into place. It was TikTok that made a choice to remove the app or to enable the app rather, and then to have everybody talk and then to bring it back in conjunction with the new president of the United States. And this, I was thinking this, I'm like, this just feels like, it doesn't feel like a ban. It feels like TikTok is doing something. It felt like a dupe. And too raw, too real on Instagram, like, I'm like, this is what I'm trying to get at.
Baby, this is marketing 101. Trump and the CEO of TikTok are in motherfucking hoops. Tell me why he's going to Trump's inauguration and why he posted, "We are fortunate that Trump will indicate that he will work with us on a solution that will reinstate TikTok." Baby, are you quick to forget that Trump was the reason why we in this mess to begin with? He was the one who issued an EO that tried to ban TikTok to begin with. And it was Biden who revoked it in 2021 as soon as he took office. Baby, this is a stunt. You're using your platform to tell millions of motherfuckers users that Trump is the reason why TikTok is going to come back, when in actuality you didn't even have to go black to begin with. Because if anybody read the actual ban, it says the president has the ability to grant 90 days extension for TikTok to sell. Or what I think will happen is Trump is going to call on Congress, which is Republican control, and law with the Senate to pass a bill to bring back TikTok to make it look like Trump saved TikTok. Trump saved all these entrepreneurs. He cares about their working people, when he doesn't give a damn about none of us. This is a distraction.
I don't know that I agree with that. I think that there was a handshake deal made. I think everything up until like the last couple of days was real. But then I do think that there was a handshake deal between TikTok and the president saying, hey, you know what? Let's just wait a couple of days and I'll swoop in and save TikTok. Will you do that for me? And I think that was the handshake agreement.
I just want to point out, too, about that past video. While it did pass under Biden, it did have broad bipartisan support from both parties. And the executive order that Trump has signed just delays the ban by 75 days to allow his administration to come to the conclusion on the appropriate course of action. Now, if you want to go down conspiracy theory lane with me, so 75 days, the law is still in place, right? It's just been pushed that they have to sell or be shut down in the U.S. A lot of users, in fact, I would say every other video in my feed when TikTok came back was talking about how the algorithm was not the same. And a former TikTok software engineer actually said the TikTok algorithm is probably one of the most important pieces of software or valuable pieces of software in the world. So a lot of people are like, it feels like when your mom came in your room, but nothing is moved, but you know something's wrong. Something is off. So some people are thinking that perhaps when it shut down, they pushed a new update that changed the algorithm. So then ByteDance would eventually sell to Meta or somebody similar, but not the original proprietary algorithm.
I was glad it changed, the algorithm changed, because mine was super boring. And I was getting all sorts of fun TikToks over the weekend because it was changed.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, like I've seen the whole money trail that now all these representatives have bought stock in Meta over the last couple of years, which I think is a whole other rabbit hole. But on a lighter note, during the shutdown, when I had to cope by watching Instagram Reels, I came across this user named Jen Hamilton, who actually ended up on a Chinese news program where they were, I guess, making fun of her for something she said about being okay with that country having her data.
I'm on the news in Hong Kong, but you have to know what I said in order to make it to the news. So it was on a video where I was talking about how little I care that the Chinese has my data because American companies already have it and sell it and exploit it. I don't care. But I want to remind you what I said exactly. And keep in mind, they had to translate this into Chinese.
It is impossible to underestimate how little I care that the Chinese has my data. I will suck on a tampon and overnight it to the CCP. Okay, I do not care.
I've been in the news for some weird stuff before. I have a Google alert for my name, okay? Because every once in a while, they'll write articles about stuff that's not even newsworthy. Like, why is this newsworthy? But to know that in the dying days of this app that I got to be the representative of the United States of America and telling them that I was... that I will suck on a tampon and overnight it to the Chinese Communist Party. That's my favorite one. What an honor to represent these United States. Next up, Fox News.
Jen Hamilton, a true American hero.
A patriot of sorts.
So here's the thing that I felt was so freaking comical over the weekend. This thing has backfired right from the start. You know that I said that there didn't seem to me, at least publicly, to be any smoking gun at all that was tying, well, not at all, very, very, very little detail that really tied in this company to the giant Chinese government. And the hearings were ridiculous. It was a whole bunch of Congress people that had no idea what they were talking about, that didn't understand the difference between China and Singapore. The whole thing was a cluster, right? And then over the weekend, when it gets shut down, and they're shutting it down in the face of this being a Chinese company, so they shut down TikTok. So everybody goes to Red Note, which is a Chinese-owned company, right? And I downloaded Red Note and watched everything going down. And to see Americans start to make friends with the Chinese and vice versa, and the Chinese starting to educate Americans about their country and how Americans were like, oh my God, it sounds like an amazing place. I think what you did was you took a whole generation of people that were scared of China and made it seem like, hey, this might be a place. They're really friendly people. This is kind of a place I want to go. It made it more intriguing than anything else.
It was great. Chinese students were getting help from Americans with their English homework. They were my favorite was seeing them ask Americans, like, hey, we're pretty sure this is Chinese propaganda. Y'all don't have to actually pay for ambulances, do you? And the American was like, no, that's true. We do. Because people don't understand how other countries work. So it's great. But I would caution, whatever you see, Meta got rid of its fact-checking program. Just keep in mind, as you're on social networks, to do your own critical thinking and research.
It's just such a cluster right from the start. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
All right, my kid was ecstatic last night as the email comes in from school, and then Amanda gets the email about her kid's school also, that Fulton County has decided it's too dang cold to send your kids out there, okay? And maybe there's going to be some flurries or what have you, so Fulton County's off today. I'm not sure if other counties are off or not.
I don't know. I'm Fulton County, and I know we got a notification from my son's preschool either late last night or early this morning, and he will be staying home, turning that 3-day weekend into a 4-day weekend for my husband.
There are a ton of counties all over Georgia that are closed, and last I saw yesterday, Cobb County was also closed for the students.
Okay, now is this because of the cold, or is it because we have the opportunity and maybe to get some snow here over the next 48 hours.
I think it's the precipitation, especially because I think it's supposed to hit between 3 and 5 p.m. So you don't want people on the roads, wrapping up school day, wrapping up work, trying to get home.
You don't want buses on the road in that.
All right, so let's call the guy that we always call when things are bad, Chesley McNeil from 11 Alive. Hey, Chesley.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you today?
Running around, like,
no doubt,
waiting on snow to fall, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about this, because just a couple of days ago, there was the possibility. Now you got schools closing. So what do the next 24, 48 hours look like for Atlanta and the surrounding area as far as rain, sleet, snow, everything?
All right. So we're looking at cold air, right? We've got cold air came in here on Sunday and has stayed put. And that cold air will last at least, well, when I say cold air, I mean below 32 degrees. So 32 degrees and below, that's going to last right on through Wednesday morning. All right. And so cold air is already locked in. Now there's the possibility for some precipitation to move in, and that would be in the form of snow because our temperatures are cold enough to support that. We're not going to see a high above 32 degrees today. Clouds are already in place, and now that moisture is starting to move in our direction. There may even be a few flurries flying around as we speak in some spots, mainly over toward maybe Cobb County, Paulding County. You may be seeing a flurry or two. Some of us could see a flake or two, but light, steady snow could be falling in our area later on this afternoon. Now, that will accumulate. Because the ground is already cold, it will accumulate. Now, I'm saying up to an inch of snow, for example, but that can do or have some impacts on our roads, which is why I think schools – did the necessary precaution of saying, okay, no school today, because once the kids get in there, you're trying to get out.
Right.
That's when it's going to be the slickest in our area. It'll stay that way through the overnight because we'll be down into the teens. And so tomorrow morning will be, or could have the possibility of being slick. What we'll have to watch for is how much snow actually falls in here in the metro area. If it's only a half an inch, if it's an inch, it's still going to lead to some impacts because now you're talking about untreated roads. So your back neighborhoods, things like that. I think the treated roads will be okay, but those untreated roads may slick over once again. So tomorrow morning, you could be looking at more impacts, which could lead to more school closures. We'll get up to about 38 degrees for a high on Wednesday. So a lot of that will begin to melt off, and then we'll continuously warm up for the end of the week.
I know a lot of people give us crap for like closing school down early, and those from the north that moved to the south are like, what are you guys doing? It's 2 inches. But I think this is being handled perfectly right here. Get the kids out of school just in case, because you want to err on the side of caution. It sounds like if the kids are at home, it could be one of those fun snows. And have a great time for 24, 48 hours and just take the precaution.
Well, you know, the difference between the last snow that we had and this one is that this one is going to be a little bit drier. But everyone enjoyed that snow that was coming down because we warned them early. So we warned you early on this one as well. It won't be as much, but it will be a nice, a dry, fluffy, kind of a, like almost like flakes down. And again, it won't amount to much. It won't be as much as 2 or 3 inches, but it'll be more like the half inch to an inch south of us, though. So you'll be hearing about this in places like Macon and down toward Valdosta. They'll see anywhere between 3 and 4 inches of the snowfall. Normally, we talk about the North Georgia Mountains receiving the most, but it'll be down in the southern portions of the state that will get the most snow this time around.
All right, Chesley, just hearing those cold, cold temperatures and how frigid it's going to be, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Atlanta Mission, which is a homeless shelter here in Atlanta. And absolutely, those who are experiencing homelessness right now could probably really use some blankets and coats. So if you have any of those that you could donate to the Atlanta Mission, I think there's some people who could really benefit. Hats, gloves. Because, I mean, you walk outside, if you're in that for just 5 minutes, you're going to feel the effects, let alone if you have to live outside in it.
Yeah, cold weather issues for people. We always say the four P's would be pipes, people, pets, and plants. Plants, I think, you know, is over with. We already had freeze warnings in our area. So, yeah, you're right. So much pipes, your pets, and people that are vulnerable to cold weather, you definitely need to check on them. Elderly, make sure you check on them, make sure they have adequate heat.
All right, Chesley. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. I will talk to you in the spring where you can come on. You're going to go, it's 72 degrees and really nice today. And then we can get you off the phone.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay, my dude. All right. So, Jackson, you are looking to challenge yourself. You just don't know how in 2025.
Yeah. As if life wasn't hard enough, I've decided to make it a little bit harder for myself this year. And this came from this guy, Jesse Itzler, who's this prolific sort of entrepreneur that has now turned a little bit more into like the self-help coaching kind of route. If you've seen a lot of his stuff on Instagram, TikTok, wherever. And one of the things that I heard years ago that he had talked about that I want to implement this year is this thing that he always does every year called the Misogi. Okay. And this is essentially a Japanese ritual where the notion is basically cleansing yourself through mental or physical challenges. Okay. And the way that he interprets that is he chooses one extremely difficult thing to challenge himself for a calendar year. That way, at the end of the year, when he looks back, he can say definitively that he accomplished one giant thing that year. Okay. And it gives you that big win. And it's a really great way for you to challenge yourself as you go into the year. And so I have thought of three different things that I've kind of been putting off and wanting to try out. And I want y'all's help on deciding which one I should commit myself to this year.
Okay. The one big thing Jackson's going to commit himself to this year.
The insane asylum.
That's working here every day, Cassie.
And so, again, these are like mental and physical challenges. So the first one that I thought of was running a half marathon. Definitely a tough one. I've never run that far in my entire life, but I think that would be a good thing to push myself towards, especially since I'm already on a little bit of a health and fitness track. In the same vein of health and fitness, the next one is completing a MRF, which is a CrossFit challenge where you run a mile, then you do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then you run another mile at the end of that.
You say 100 pull-ups?
100 pull-ups, yes, all in one go.
What? Unassisted?
That's insane.
Yeah. The last one is more of a mental challenge, and that's committing myself to kind of an insane asylum and doing a darkness retreat for a couple days. This sounds like the most daunting, impossible one that I can think of, being alone with my thoughts with nothing to look at for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Sounds completely terrifying. But again, that's on more of the mental side of challenging myself.
So my mom used to do those. I thought it was crazy, man. She used to go to a retreat where you have to be completely silent for 4 days around people. And I'm like, why are you spending $1,500 on that when you can do it in your own apartment?
That's totally fair. And so those are the three that I've sort of laid out, and I'm wondering which one I should commit myself to.
Because you're young and you still have your knees, I'm going to go half marathon.
Okay.
So you know Jesse has a Running Man festival coming up in September.
Yes.
That he organizes. So it's like half, what would you even call it? It's like you can run as long as you want, but it's done over like 3 or 4 days, and you could take a challenge for as long as you want or as short as you want, and he makes everything fun.
Yeah, it's like a music festival, but for running.
Yes.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Okay, that might be one you want to do.
Okay.
Is the darkness retreat like literally sitting in a dark room with no light?
There are ones that are exactly like that. Dark room, no light, and you just are there with your thoughts for a couple days.
I think you should do the MRF.
Okay.
Yeah?
Ooh, the MRF sounds brutal. I think I would vote for the MRF too.
Okay.
If you're going to do it, do it.
I want to hear about the darkness retreat, because like the most we're going to get out of you running or doing the MRF is like, oh, it was really hard. It was really tiring. I threw up on the side of the road. I want to hear what goes down when you have nothing to distract yourself with.
Serious,
for 48
man.
Hours.
You got a decision to make, bro.
That's fair. That's your content brain thinking. I like that.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Rachel and her friend Michelle had a major blowout on The Bert Show last week. What has happened since? We'll get an update, then entertainment buzz in like 5 minutes.
Bachelor Nation is scratching their heads, trying to figure out why one of the most successful couples broke up while they were abroad together. I'm going to tell you what clues they're dropping on social media on your next eBuzz.
So yeah, this was pretty ugly last week. Rachel and Michelle got in a big old fight off the air and on the air of The Bert Show.
Yeah, so Rachel had hit us up last week because she wanted to scare her best friend straight. Her best friend is dating a married man, excuse me, a married man who also has kids. And she's like, my friend's better than this. Like, I don't know what she's thinking. I don't know how she can be a homewrecker. I expected more from her. And so she wanted us, Rachel wanted us to scare her friend straight by lying and saying we're bringing back a segment called Mistress Monday. An anonymous source told us that she was in a relationship with a married man, wanted to have her on. Obviously, her friend Michelle was not digging the idea of being on a Mistress Monday and came in heated in the email, understandably so, wanting to know who this anonymous source was, which we didn't disclose. But Rachel really didn't think this out, as we didn't use the voice disguiser, though we did change her name. Her friend listens to the show, so it was only a matter of time before everything came out. And when Rachel called us to give us the update of the fallout of their friendship, Michelle called during the segment and they basically just had it out on the air. So last we know is that Michelle had no inclination of stopping. She was going to continue to date the married man, and Rachel and Michelle's friendship was just donezo.
So we thought that was that until this morning. Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So it's not quite over yet, eh?
Okay, so I did a thing.
that never bodes well. Yeah,
you did a thing in the first place that got us right here, right now.
I did more things. Okay, so here's how it goes. The more I thought about what my quote-unquote friend said on the air last week, the angrier I got. And at first, I felt a little guilty for involving you guys, but the way she turned everything around on me, acting like I was the problem while she's out there sneaking around with a married man, I lost it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when you lost it, what was the thing that you did?
So I couldn't shake the thought of his wife. She's completely in the dark. She's living her life, trusting her husband while he's off doing this behind her back. And the more I thought about it, the more I felt like she deserved to know the truth. Because if it were me, I mean, I'd want somebody to tell me.
Rachel.
Oh, no.
Rachel.
What does that mean?
Rachel.
I think we know exactly what it means.
Just say it.
Like, after hours of debating this with myself, I did the thing I thought I'd never do. I messaged the wife on Facebook. Oh.
Rachel, you reached out to his wife?
I did.
What did you say?
Oh, my gosh. So I typed out this long message explaining everything. I didn't get too graphic, but I gave her enough details to know that, like, I wasn't making it up. And I included my ex-friend's name.
Oh, God.
The infractions on both ends here, I mean, just the meddling here. So much meddling. I mean, initially I understood why you were bothered by your friend messing around with a married man. You know, I mean, from a professional standpoint, it's great drama for us on the radio, but it also felt a little meddling rather than you just going to her and just letting it go. Then you come on and you do this, and then you go ahead and you now reach out to the married man's wife. It just, it all feels just really, really icky, and I wish you would have just done away with it last week and been over it.
It felt genuine at first. It felt like you were genuinely concerned for your friend, and now the way that it's going, it feels like it's something different.
So, I mean, it, and you're kind of laughing as you're saying it also. Like, I'm not sure where your head was at. I don't know if what this relationship was all about before this, but it feels to me like really icky all the way around.
Well, okay, to be fair, the laughter is nervous laughter because this is a really nerve-wracking situation, but I just feel like the wife deserves to know truth. My friend deserves karma. This isn't even the first time I've done this. I've told other women that their husbands were cheating on them. So this isn't the first time I've been a truth teller for this.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What's your origin story here? Have you been burned by infidelity in the past, and now this is kind of your way of being a superhero and just diffusing this with other women so they don't have the same hurt you had?
Not really. That's not my story. It's more that I just have this sixth sense for sociopaths and narcissists and cheaters, and I just can call them from across a room. I've always been able to do this, and I steer clear of those people, and people ask me why, and I'm like, they're not good people.
I feel like she needs to bottle that up and sell it.
Yeah, right. You're like an emotional vigilante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any response from the wife?
I have not. I have been checking my messages nonstop, but there is nothing.
And your friend has blocked you on everything. So you haven't talked to Michelle, right?
No. Yeah. We're definitely done.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to end this.
Well, I think it just ended itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I should thank you for the update.
Yeah.
There's the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of it feels right. None of it feels right.
Too far.
And before there was like this little instinct or this little inkling for me of like, man, you're meddling just a little too much here anyway. And now this just seems like overkill.
Yeah, it almost feels like she's trying to fill a void. Like she kind of gets off on like the attention of telling people what's going on and everyone's interested because it's drama. But then also like getting to feel like you're on this high horse because that's what other people are sociopaths. Yeah. Other people are narcissists, but not me.
All right, so take her out of it, right? And like that weird nervous laughter, all that stuff. Does the wife deserve to know?
I mean, I feel like we've had this debate for 20 years.
Yes, we have. Longer than that.
I mean, I feel like she deserves to know.
But is it her place?
Right. That's what I don't think it's her place to be the one to tell her. I think the wife should find out in another way.
100%. And honestly, like if I was the wife, I would want somebody to tell me, but I think she severely overstepped her boundaries. A, when she called us, and B, when she hit up the wife on Facebook.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Something didn't feel right when this member of Bachelor Nation posted about his breakup on Instagram at like 6 a.m. a couple of days ago. I was in the studio when I saw this drop, and it was such a bizarre post that I honestly didn't believe it at first. And everyone was kind of on the same page as me. So I'm talking about former Bachelor Matt James, and he was on the show about 4 or 5 years ago. It was kind of during the end of the pandemic. So they had one of those weird seasons where they were just kind of sequestered in a resort and they did the season there. And he ended up with the woman that he chose at the end. Her name is Rachel Kirkconnell. And they've had this really sweet relationship on social media for the last 4 or 5 years. They travel together. They post a lot of like foodie influencer content. And they were actually in the middle of one of their trips when all of this went down. So they were in London, or they at least appeared to be in London, when this all happened, because they were posting about like some pizza place in London. And, you know, he's posting these really like cute, sweet videos of her like eating the pizza. And oh my God, they're so cute and they're in love. And, you know, they're traveling the world together. How awesome. We want to be them. And then the next day, he posts on Instagram this crazy, it sounded honestly like he was possessed. He posted an Instagram post where he
explained that he and Rachel had actually broken up, but he did it under the guise of like a prayer. So I'm going to read it to you because it does feel a little dystopian. We did know that he was somewhat religious, but his content was never like, you know, super hardcore Christian or anything. So it's a photo of them meeting at the Bachelor, well, not the Bachelor Mansion, at the resort where they were filming for the 2020 season. And it's Rachel and him holding hands and they're smiling at each other. This is their first meeting. And so Matt James posted, "Father God, give Rachel and I the strength to mend our broken hearts. Give us a peace about this decision to end our relationship that transcends worldly understanding. Shower our friends and family with kindness and love to comfort us and remind us that our joy comes from you, Lord. Broken heart."
It feels more authentic that it was written on Instagram.
I think that's what it is. I have no problem with the fact that he's leaning on his religion for this. Like, that's a totally personal thing. But I think people saw that and thought, what the heck? Yeah. Like,
juxtaposition from like literally not even 24 hours ago, everything seemed completely fine. And now you're posting a breakup.
Yeah. And God hears prayers louder off of Instagram than he would a one on one conversation.
It just seemed like a very personal and random thing, considering we had just seen them together. And it's not even like they were in Atlanta where they reside. Like, they were on a trip together. So we're like, you ended your 4-year relationship in London after you guys just seem perfectly fine. So now we've all been trying to put the clues together, because now it looks like her sister is trying to give clues as to what happened. So somebody on one of these TikTok posts commented, "Wow, I can't believe that he would post this so quickly after just being with her in London, like, you know, 12 hours. And her sister allegedly, because I guess we can't really tell if this is fully her because it's a TikTok account, but she commented back and said, "Try 3 hours." So apparently 3 hours after they broke up, he immediately posted that on Instagram.
Weird. That was his drafts for a minute.
Yeah. He had been thinking about it for a hot second. Because you know what? It's one thing to post this and, you know, maybe you guys put out a joint statement or you've talked about it. Let the girl get a good night's sleep before you decide to post about your breakup. And I think also people were confused because it was in the form of a prayer that we were like, did they break up? It just seems so out of the box that it didn't feel real. And so now she's liked some things about him allegedly blindsiding her. And now people are wondering, like, did she think maybe she was getting proposed to on this trip while they were abroad? And maybe she mentioned it and he just was like, yeah, nah, fam. Like, this is not happening.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So I am so interested to see what she's going to say, because it's very clear to me that this is a breakup that didn't just happen with some mutual love and respect. Something went down while they were abroad.
I feel like everybody who's been on The Bachelor or Bachelorette has their own podcast. Does she have her own podcast?
She doesn't have her own podcast. She'll probably go on like Chicks in the Office. A lot of those Bachelor people go on. But hey, I'm going to put it out there. She lives in Atlanta. If you want to talk about it on The Breakup Breakdown, please give me the tea, Rachel Kirkconnell. I want to hear what happened.
There's your invite.
Yep.
All right. This movie is uncovering a hard truth that most moms won't even admit to themselves. Cassie's going to tell you all about the movie Night Bitch on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.